Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show, Christy Blank, Clinical Director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick.
Christy, today we're going to resume some earlier talks we've had concerning COVID-19 and the COVID vaccines that are becoming available. And I guess first off, we can say COVID vaccine, it is now being distributed to certain individuals. We do have, I guess we would call it tier groups and things like that, but it is coming to Maricopa County and other parts of the state. And I think maybe a big question in a lot of people's mind right now is it seems to be arriving, at least in this area, a little slower than maybe people had anticipated or something like that. Could you update us sort of what's going on with the vaccine that's available?
Sure. Right now we are on a allocation from the state. So we don't get to order our own vaccine. They tell us each week how much vaccine we're going to get for that week. So we typically find out either late Wednesday afternoon or late Wednesday evening what we're going to have available to do clinic that weekend. So it's a real quick turnaround for us to get those clinics planned and get individuals notified and in here. Right now we started out getting approximately 300 doses each week. That happened for the first 3 weeks. And then last week we did receive 500 doses, which allowed us to have a little bit bigger of a clinic. This week we anticipate that we're going to get the same amount. And hopefully, you know, they're telling us that soon we will be able to begin our own ordering. And when that happens, then we'll be able to hopefully pick up the pace and get more vaccine here and available for us to give.
We know that the first round of the vaccine went to priority individuals such as healthcare workers and things like that, and we are moving to the next group of people, which would include those 65 and older and several other people. And maybe you could discuss what is that group right now? Is that the proper people that will be getting it next?
So it is. We are working right now on the 1B group. That is individuals 65 and older, and other essential workers other than healthcare personnel. So the state kind of gives us that direction of where they want us to go with vaccinating and priority. So this last weekend, we were able to vaccinate over 800 individuals in approximately about 6 hours. And those individuals ranged from our school personnel and the age group of individuals 85 to 100 years old. And so what we're doing is the survey that we have out online on the website where people can go and complete the survey and get their name on the registry, per se, to let us know that they're interested in receiving the vaccine. We go to that survey list or survey registry and pull from that. And so we had so many individuals in that age group of 85 to our oldest being 100 registered on there that we were able to pull a lot of them forward and get those individuals done on Saturday. Now, again, I mentioned, you know, there's a quick turnaround time. So we, you know, when we call, we need a response. We need people to be ready to answer the phone and be ready to work with us on time because we have a very, very short time frame that we can turn around and get people in here, and once the vaccine's open, we only have a certain amount of hours to get it used and get it in the arm. So we have a very little window to work with.
That is a topic you just explained, the survey, that I think has had some questions, shall we say, amongst the general public and things like that. Like you said, you've been able to pull names and stuff like it, but I think maybe there might be a misunderstanding. The survey, of course, says you're not guaranteed a vaccine, but they need to know, which is how you, I guess, make up who's going to get it next. How important is it that everyone fill out the survey so that they get on it, whether they're in the 1B category or the next category?
So that's your ticket in. It's extremely important. If you desire to receive the vaccine, we need you to go to the website and fill out that survey. If you do not have the internet, if you do not have the means to fill out the survey yourself, you can call our hotline number. It's the 217-313-5078. It's the COVID hotline, the same one we've used throughout this process. And the girls can help the callers fill out the survey while they're on the phone with them. Now, we encourage you, of course, if you have the means to do it yourself, to do it, because the calls coming in are flooding us. Just like, you know, a normal day, it's not abnormal for us to receive 200 calls every hour and a half. So if you can do it yourself, we would encourage that. But getting yourself on the survey, or getting your survey completed, getting yourself out there on that registry, that's where we pull from. Right now we have over 7,000 names on the survey, but we're looking at them and we're pulling them by ages, by occupation, and sorting them out in groups. So when we get to that group, we know who's out there, who desires to be vaccinated, and that's what we're working from. So once they go out there and they complete the survey, Rick, they'll get a confirmation at the end of the survey that says, thank you for submitting. After that, it comes to a spreadsheet to us to work from. There's no need for anyone to call or email or follow up on that. We will call you. My staff will call you as soon as it is your turn. Some of the problems that we're having is people go fill out that survey, and then they call, and then that bogs down the phones, and other people can't get through, and it takes time away from the staff that are working to get those names pulled from that survey and get them in order so we can keep going.
And just for a point of clarity, if one, for whatever reason, did not hear news reports, read reports on the internet or whatever, and they do not ever fill out the survey, can they not get the vaccine at all at any point?
No, I mean, they're welcome to call in to the health department. Anybody that is answering the phone knows the process for that. So if you don't fill out the survey online, it doesn't keep you from getting the vaccine. The only thing it's going to do is we don't know about you. If you don't let us know by filling out that survey that you want it, we don't know about you. So it'll be hard for us to get a hold of you to get your vaccine if we don't know that you're wanting to get it.
Now, at this time, I know you started off here in Macoupin County with Moderna. Is that still what's becoming available versus the other vaccine that's also available? Is that still what you're with?
Right now, we still have Moderna. We were expecting our ultra-cold freezer to be delivered on the 15th, last Friday, and it was delayed about 10 days from the vendor. So they're telling us this next week we'll be getting the ultra-cold freezer in. Once that comes on site, then we're hoping that we will be allowed at that point to begin ordering Pfizer or shortly around there, so we can start using both vaccines.
What have you found as far as any feedback of any effects after they get their first or their second dose? Anything you're hearing, or sort of how's that going? And we'll let you explain that.
Sure. We've now vaccinated through just our process approximately about 1,700 people. Now, we've vaccinated more across Macoupin County, but some of that has been, you know, help from Coronado Hospital and Staunton Hospital. But our clinics ourselves, we've seen a little over 1,700 people, and it's gone rather well. We've had little to no issues. The feedback from individuals is, as it reads on the insert for the vaccine, that it can make you fatigued, muscle aches, some low-grade fever, headache, up to 72 hours post-vaccination. We wouldn't suspect you having any other kind of side effect past 72 hours. And that seems to be the consistency with everybody that we're talking to. Now, I know that we've had personal experience here in our healthcare setting. We have about 75% of our staff that have had their first round and are scheduled to get their second dose of vaccination this weekend. And that is the consistency throughout speaking with them as well.
And finally, you are posting some information on the Macoupin County Public Health Department Facebook page concerning the vaccination and the amount out there and the percentages and things like that. Is that a real time, or does that have a little delay to it?
So that's coming directly from Illinois Department of Public Health website, and that's due to the fact that we don't know where they are at with long-term care as far as how many they have finished, or so it's kind of impossible for us to publish that real time because we don't get that information. Long-term care is being handled, like we had discussed before, through a federal contract with Walgreens and CVS, and so we don't get updated daily on how many people they've vaccinated in long-term care, so we have to rely on what IDPH is putting out there online for us to pick up and share with residents in Macoupin County. So they tend to be about a week and a half behind on their information, but I don't want to quote that, Rick, because I'm not sure where they're at in reporting with that.
And I guess the final thing before we conclude our conversation is, even if you get the vaccine, we're still to observe the necessary precautions, correct?
Correct. Yes. Until we get enough vaccine and enough people, we still have to take those precautions and make sure that we're doing all those things, washing our hands, keeping our distance, wearing our mask to protect the individuals that are not vaccinated or choose not to be vaccinated at this point.
Christy Blank, thank you for joining us on the Forum program today.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.